Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 1st of October, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin, and a lineup of fantastic guests. We heard from Nick in the first half of the show. We're going to be talking to Nick some more, and we've got another fabulous guest, Andrea, to talk to as the show unfolds. We've still got loads of tweets coming in, loads of emails to read, and lots of things to cover. So keep interacting with us. And I'm just going to start off with a couple of tweets I've had. Russell Harper has tweeted, Russell has said he's tuned into the Business Bunker Show, and it's a really interesting listen. Russell's a photographer and an incredibly good photographer from over there in Sevenoaks, and you can follow Russell on the Twitter at Harper Photo. Harper Photo, all one word. Give him a follow. We've also had a tweet from my Icky Guy.
Yeah.
They're a vegan food operation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Bruce. Bruce.
Yeah.
Little South African.
No, he's not Australian.
South African.
He's South African.
Rooibos. He likes rooibos.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And he says, Vanilla Web, I hope you have a fantastic show today. The Food Junkies would like to invite all of Channel Radio 2 listeners to come and indulge in some fantastic vegan food.
All of us?
All of us, both of us, that is. at the Kent Vegan Events Monthly Vegan Market in Canterbury at the Westgate Towers from 11 till 4.
Vegan is the new avocado, right?
What, absolute nightmare for anyone with an autoimmune, I have to say. Sorry, Bruce, if you're listening. Mm. He knows this. Where anyone with an autoimmune should avoid legumes, lentils. Yeah. They're inflammatory.
There was an interesting report today about vegan food.
Well, basically, we should eat meat and fish and vegetables.
Effectively, the NHS have said a vegan diet isn't particularly very healthy. And to be honest, there's nothing wrong with meat, even processed meat. It's sugar and starches that are the problem.
Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. They've woken up.
Yeah, but they'll change it again next week.
Yeah, next week you'll be, don't you dare touch meat. Yeah, eat bread.
I mean, the keto and carnivore is absolutely rocking, as is the vegan. Yeah. It's quite interesting to see the two parallels. But basically, I don't think there is one size fits all. You have to eat what suits your body and your
It's a combination of calories, decent food and exercise.
Yeah. And I would always buy pasture-fed beef if I can, and you know, I like a happy chicken.
Yeah,
I like to know
where a happy chicken.
Yeah, I like to know where my chicken's been, and where his egg is.
Prefer to know where it's going, but
And the sort of stuff that we're feeding. I mean, without being rude about that, we have a lot of American listeners. I love them all, but they're feeding in America. Cows are feeding. They're being fed soya bean, which is like the worst thing. Soy plays with the hormones. You know, have a cow that eats grass.
Do you want to do soya?
No, it's terrible.
Do you want to do soya? No one wants to do soya.
You get man boobs if you're a man.
Yeah.
Not if you're
I haven't eaten soya, but I've got them.
I was going to say, good job I don't eat soya. Otherwise, I could be the Marilyn Monroe. Man, good.
It's too much IPA, I think, in my case.
I think we need another show to listen to Nick, because I haven't really heard much about the covert side. And that's the bit
I know, you're really interested in that. Unfortunately, we only had an hour, so...
Can we have him back?
We will certainly have him back.
We might just take him down the pub when he's published the book.
Yeah.
And we have all read it, and then we can review it live on
the show. Who was that then, Nick? Come on, you can tell us. We won't tell anyone. It's only on the radio. No one's listening.
My lips are sealed.
I've had a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings again. Obviously, they're back from France. It says, hi, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. We're at East Kent's biggest wedding show at the Kent Cricket Club, Canterbury, this Sunday, showcasing our super popular rustic and pink table designs and lighting up the show with our 5-foot love letters.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow, 5-foot love letters.
Yeah.
I expect there'll be nibbles there as well.
Big love, yeah.
There'll be wedding nibbles, won't there?
I'm sure there will.
Little bits of cake.
And they've included at Kentish Wed, which I guess is the show. So that's Diamond Circle Weddings. Go along and see them at the County Cricket Ground.
And did you know, Paul Andrews, that Fruit Bowl Media offers podcast studio hire, audio content creation and radio media training, as well as host presenter experience packages? Did you know that?
I did.
And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little slash studio and find out more about it.
Fantastic.
Hopefully they won't come to the school of Paul and Jules to learn about hosting.
Well, you never know. You never know. I had a lovely tweet from Athel Bray, and they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, can we have a huge shout out for Keith?
Keith.
Go on, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith the Teeth.
He's celebrating today entering another decade. So happy 60th birthday, Keith.
I think they've been swanning around, haven't they?
They're in New York. They're tweeting from New York. They're in New York City.
I thought they were in Canada.
They have been in Canada.
Oh, they've been everywhere.
They were on a cruise up the East Coast, and they did a bit of whale watching off Nova Scotia. Oh. And now they're in the Big Apple celebrating today, Keith's birthday, by listening to the Business Bunker Show.
Happy
as you would.
Keith.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You don't want to miss your fix.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Keith.
I would have saved it up for the flight home and listened on.
Save what
again.
Up?
Listen again. I listen again when I'm driving. That's the best thing.
People need to listen live.
Do they?
What else do you do at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning in New York?
Yeah. I expect they're probably having a lovely.
They're having a breakfast. They're having
American
waffles. Having waffles,
yeah. Waffles.
And pancakes with maple syrup and bacon.
Ooh,
and
a bit of fat.
Easy over eggs while listening to the Bunker Show.
Eggs
why wouldn't
easy.
You?
Yeah. Would you like that milk with that?
Yeah.
Cream.
Cream.
Well, they could.
Or fat.
Yeah.
If you're in Savannah,
it could,
like fat.
It could
that.
Be grits and hominy and a biscuit.
Yeah. Grits. Yeah. Grits is lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And hominy.
Yeah. Shrimp and grits.
And a biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just actually went to Florida for the first time this year, and on the menu it did say biscuits with gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a bit like, what the hell is that?
Did you have it?
I had to have it, and it's
a scone. It's a scone.
It's
a scone.
So is it savoury scone? Or
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a savoury scone. They call it a biscuit.
Well, and I had to have the grits as well because I didn't know what that was.
My husband's mad on grits. He had it every morning in Savannah. But when we were in Savannah, we were in this restaurant. And the meal came, there was a great big lump of white stuff, like a dumpling, but wobbly. And I said, what is this, please? And he said, put his hand in, he said, that's fat. That's fat. And that's just normal out there in Savannah.
Yeah.
They like fat with their shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
I like fat.
Yeah.
I was in Durban in South Africa.
I am fat.
I was in Durban in South Africa and I had a meal and I said, what do you recommend? And she said, oh, we recommend the steak, the starches and the monkey glands.
I went, what?
I said, make it sound appetizing, why don't you? And she said, it's an antelope steak.
Ooh.
Yeah. Starches is just potatoes or rice or pasta, yeah. And monkey gland is actually gravy. It's a brand of gravy.
But what were those worms that we ate there?
Malpani worms.
Malpani worm. I've got a certificate for eating a Malpani.
I ate three.
Yeah,
they are the most disgusting thing.
Maggots, really.
Yeah, they're witchetty grubs. In Australia, they're witchetty grubs. They're about
with
that
gooey stuff
inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what did they serve them with?
Mine were roasted.
Sorry?
Roasted.
Yeah. They have them on an open fire, like a barbecue.
Yeah, your Louis could do it with
pancakes.
Yeah, with
bubble waffles.
With waffles, yeah. He could pop them in.
Celebrity, get me out of here, John.
Yeah, I ate mine in Zimbabwe on an ethnic evening, and what they did was they said, if you can eat one Malpani worm, you get 10% off your food bill. Yeah. If you can eat two, you get your first course free. And if anybody's stupid enough to eat three, you can have your whole meal for nothing.
How big are they?
About 3 or 4 inches.
Oh.
And they're round and squidgy, and they taste disgusting.
Yeah.
And being a tightwad, I ate three.
I got 10%. And Paul Andrews, made me once eat live. What was it? I ate cockroach or something. Was it bad?
No, you had crickets. You had roasted crickets and roasted scorpion.
Scorpion, yeah. Ooh. Roasted live on air.
The scorpion was tasteless. It was just it was just crunchy.
Yeah.
It didn't taste of anything. The crickets, I ate the whole bowl.
Yeah, you like them.
I love roasted crickets. They taste like peanuts.
Really?
And in fact, their biggest market is selling it to people with peanut allergies to replace peanuts in recipes.
Mm.
Roasted crickets taste like peanuts.
I think the guys that came on our show many years ago do in the jungle, don't they?
They supply. No, they have a concession from Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Where they make Bush Tucker trial packs.
Oh, I've
got to
seen
be very
it.
Careful
yes.
how you say
and they do lollipops with Beatles in and
that's right.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I've had a tweet from the Stripey Light Bulb Company.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. What is a Stripey Light
Bulb? I don't know. Stripey Light Bulb CIC. We are a social enterprise that's tackling the global ME/CFS health crisis with education. Our online training platform is unique. There is no equivalent worldwide. We are awesome. We love the Business Bunker.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You can find out more about them by following them on the Twitter, which is Stripey, STRIPYLIGHTCIC, Stripey Light CIC. Give me a follow.
I'm still a bit perplexed talking to Nick, going back to Nick.
He has that effect.
Yeah, well, not the first person to say
not that. Not only the covert thing, which I want to know more about, that's another show, but I didn't know that China was famous for waffles.
I think it's famous for waffles, but I just think it's an Asian waffle.
I've been to China and never saw a waffle.
Well, no, I think what happened was if you Google or research the story behind the bubble waffles, it's something like it started in the 1950s and someone was delivering some eggs and they all broke. What can we do with this? And they ended up making a waffle and they had some sort of like, you know.
It was our omelette, wasn't it, really?
And they'd already been invented, so yeah. But they're very filling. I would give you a word of warning. I mean, when you have it, it's a meal and you don't have to eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm sure Paul.
No, they're very nice. Very nice.
Cool. The Romney Resource Centre is holding a careers fair in Folkestone, sponsored by jobsinkent.com. It's free to attend and it's at the absolutely fabulous Grand Hotel in Folkestone. And it's on the 23rd of October. And there's so far there's 18 now declared exhibitors. There will be about 25. And there's three or four people doing free workshops on various elements of careers.
That's so bizarre because
Robert Richardson
has just been DMing me asking me if he can come on Scoff and Quaff's Superior Show. And isn't that his hotel?
He's the general manager of the hotel.
That's just spooky.
There you go. Well, do you think he's listening?
Well, no, he was DMing me, darling. Well, he's listening.
I know he's a man, but he could probably multitask and listen and DM at the same time.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure some of us can do that.
I'm sure he fancies a waffle right now.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Anyway, to finish off my story about the Romney Resource Centre Careers Fair in Folkestone, you can find out all about it. It's totally free to attend. Starts at 10 a.m. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Folkestone, you can find out all about it. The last one we ran at Pentagon Centre was brilliant. The Minister for Employment turned up.
Wow.
It was really good. Mims Davis.
Mims Davis, did you say?
Mims Davis.
Mims,
that's her name.
After a job.
It's a lady.
Yeah.
After a job.
Yeah, really brilliant. She's been absolutely superb. I talked to her about the careers fairs we were doing, and I talked to her about our schools programme, 30-30, and she's been really brilliant on social media. She's retweeted it all and talked about it and mentioned it. Really good. So thank you, Minister. Mims.
Yeah, Mims. What's her real name? Mims.
It's her real name, Mims. Yeah.
It's Welsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking it might be a Mimi or something.
Well, I think it's a shortened version of like Miriam or something, or some Welsh name.
But when I was videoing Nick live, we had the Tweeting Goddess on from Dublin was watching.
Oh, Sam.
I haven't spoken
to Sam for ages.
Is she well? She was watching, yeah.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation on Twitter.
I used to watch her TV programme.
Did you?
Yeah, she used to do Wexford Hour on Sky. Yeah, it was really good. Really good little programme. No, seriously, it was. Yeah, it was good fun.
Well, she's just been watching you.
Yeah, absolutely. What you got?
Oh, okay. I've got an increase in sales. This is from Jade Pluck, the lovely Jade Pluck. You can find her at Jade Pluck on the Twitter. And this is the 17th of October, so it's a diary date, Copthorne, Gatwick. You can increase your sales, drive brand awareness, and learn how to become a thought leader in these intensive LinkedIn workshops with Jade. If you go to
the Bent Business Centre, yeah.
That's a new name for us.
You've got her going now, Nick. The Bent Business Centre. Oh, I'm going to confidential report.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Nick on you.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. Those thyroid tablets haven't kicked in yet. /category/business-event. And remember, it's the 17th of October. That's actually the day I'm seeing my endocrinologist, so I can't.
Lucky him.
In Maidstone. You know what? £200 for 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
And he's never seen me before. He's got 25 years of history to listen to.
Yeah, but he's probably charged you that because he never wants to see you again. <ain't he?
laughs> That's cheap, I think.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you about this. You'll like this.
Will I? Is it about food?
Yeah, no, it's about a new networking group. Welcome to Grapevine Network Group, an exciting new dedicated property networking event being held once a month from October to December 2019, then twice a month when membership kicks in from January. Ooh. The networking group is designed to attract property-related companies. So that's anybody in sales, development, furnishings,
that's
supplies.
Me, then.
That's you then.
Yeah.
It's got the capacity for new businesses set to grow in other locations. We would like each guest, where possible, to bring another guest with them. Well, you
I
can
thought
do
you
that.
Said bring a sandwich.
You can bring Becca, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can bring 10 friends.
And the first one is taking place on the 17th of October at the Marine Hotel, Whitstable.
No.
Yeah.
Is that, it's not Bethany, is it, doing that?
Yeah, Beth Rossiter. Yeah, yeah.
How bizarre. It's a very small, because she's coming around to my house.
Yeah, yeah.
This week.
Well, there you go. So it's best group, yeah.
I might as well just see her there then.
If you want to find out more about it or book it, eventbrite.co.uk/Whitstable Grapevine Network Group. 5:30 in the evening, arrival, networking over tea or coffee, and it goes on until 7:30.
Fabulous.
And then they adjourn to the bar.
Yeah, sounds good. And then I can stagger home from there.
Exactly.
I don't need a driver.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. If you want to find out more about it, you can look at Bev's website, which is miragedesigns.co.uk.
She's very clever. She's coming around. I've sort of sorted my living room, but she's coming to help me on flooring because I just can't decide. My new husband's hopeless. He says, why do we need to change anything?
Yeah.
25 years, you know. Why do we need to change anything?
She did your
kitchen, didn't she?
She did my entire extension and kitchen.
She made a very good job.
She designed it and project managed it. Yeah. She's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I love Beth to bits.
Brilliant.
Really good. Yeah. Right, I'm going to do one more email and then I think we'll talk to Andrea.
Okay.
I'd like you to join us, me and the rest of the team at Kenwood Trust. We're a charity that help people with drink and drug addictions based at Kenwood House in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. And we've got our James Bond-themed fireworks spectacular featuring a performance from Mellowbone Jelly. They're a band, by the way. It's an event not to be missed. It's on Thursday, the 7th of November, from 4:30 to 8:30. The gates do open at 4:30, but the fireworks aren't until 7:30, yeah? So don't get there too early. The reason the gates open early is so you can get a parking space, basically. Yeah. But there's other things going on, obviously. But
And drinking.
Yeah, yeah. No, and there's normally a little funfair and stuff. But if you're bringing little kids with you, 4:30 is a bit early if you're waiting for the fireworks, basically. Yeah. But it opens at 4:30 anyway. It's at Kenwood Place in Yalding, ME1868. And you can book your tickets by going to eventbrite.co.uk/annual-fireworks-spectacular-tickets.
I like what you did there. Do you train apprentices, Paul Andrews?
Do I?
Do you?
No.
Do you, Nick?
No.
Do you, Andrea?
No.
Well, you're invited to the first Kent and Medway apprenticeship graduation ceremony, which is a diary date of the 4th of October at Rochester Cathedral.
It's this Friday.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it is. It's still a diary date, though. You've got to put it in a diary, otherwise you might forget. Book now. There's only 200 places, so it's a first-come, first-serve. And you can go to www.eventbrite.co.uk with a little /e-business-reception. I'm sure it's on the Kent Business Radio website.
Oh, it certainly is, because I'm hosting it.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. You host everything, really, mm-hmm. don't you? I don't know. Do you ever sleep?
The king of hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're really looking forward to it.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's a graduation ceremony for apprentices, you know. Degree winners get their day in church with their cape and mortarboard.
Yeah.
So we're doing the same for apprentices. You can hire it's nothing to do with me, I'm just hosting it. The people that are behind it, Cato and the Federation of Small Business and Avexio and people like that, you can hire a cape and mortarboard and you get your scroll and all the rest of it. Handed to by me, so unfortunately, no one special. But
it's lovely because it's a memory and, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
And the whole thing's filmed and it's on TV and it's in the cathedral. Yeah.
Talking of filming, I've had my iPhone poised to film our next guest.
Right.
And,
I keep delaying, don't I?
The word waffle comes to mind, but I can't say that again. Otherwise, Nick will come on air again and we'll never talk to Andrea.
Are you grassing on me for waffling?
I am grassing. I'm a whistleblower.
We'll keep you safe, Paul.
You're bubbling. That is another word for grassing, isn't it?
It is, bubble. Yes. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
And I live in the bubble.
Yeah, yeah. She does.
Yeah, exactly.
She does live in a bubble. Well, I'm going to read out one more tweet and then I'm going to talk to Andrea. Yeah.
Don't blame me if my battery's flat.
And this is the lovely folks at Flint Insurance, Flint_insurance. Hello, Paul. Please give us a massive shout out. And if any of your listeners would like to donate to Macmillan Cancer for Go Sober UK, please hit this link, which is gosober.org.uk/users/Andrew. So do check that out. He did try to sign me up for that, which is a bit of pointless, really, isn't it?
Which was that?
Go Sober.
Well, you already are.
I know, I'm teetotal. Yeah. You didn't know that.
How long have you been sober for?
I've been sober forever, but I've been teetotal for 22 years.
Yeah. I haven't.
You haven't
22
been,
minutes.
You haven't been. Yeah, exactly. You haven't been teetotal for the last 2 hours.
The worst show I ever did was a whiskey show in London for Share Radio, and I had whiskey experts, and they were making me all these Bobby Brown cocktails and, you know, Scottish cocktails, and it was an hour show, and by the end, my cheeks are very ruddy by the end, and I don't even like whiskey.
But
the cocktails were actually stunning. Really stunning. It was a proper whiskey cocktail maker. Can we interview Andrew now? Because I'm poised. Look, Nick, go live.
Yeah, well, I'm getting messages about the last thing that you read out to say that nobody else can book anymore on the graduate because it's full.
Well, they did say only 200 places.
Yeah.
So unless somebody's sick and cancelled.
Yeah, no, but it is full now. So
or a bit crook.
Yeah. Anyway, should we talk to Andrea?
Yeah, can we please?
Yeah, now I've been dying to do this and we've got a lot to talk about. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show once again Andrea Starbuck. And she did remind me the last time she was on was 7 years ago. Whoa. Down
she
on the farm.
That. Did she bring, at the time, did she bring snacks?
I brought some scones.
She brought scones.
it's my only thing that I can do.
It's the only thing she can make.
Well, we don't know.
No, not this time.
No, it's a dim memory. Yeah. Well, I think it did, but it was a long time ago, and I'm, you know, menopause and all that. The brain's just not the same.
I bought chips. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my thyroid tablet to work, and then I will have some congealed cold chips. I might rummage in the little pita bread and see what's in there, snaffle something out of that.
Cheese and mozzarella. Yeah. Mozzarella and tomatoes.
Yeah, I'll snaffle a bit of that congealed cold now with the aircon on it. But do send me a picture of the scone later.
I will.
Yeah. I'll look forward to it, Andrea.
Cool. Andrea, from 10 to 2.
Yes.
You've got a big thing that you're launching. But before you tell us about that, which we want to hear about, obviously, but just give us an overview of what 10 to 2 do.
10 to 2 specialise in flexible recruitment, essentially. So we help local businesses get an introduction to local people that want to work in an agile way. So people that want to scrap the 9-to-5 and work in a different way. We started working with parents, but it's changed in the last 8 or 9 years that we've been doing it. So we just help anybody and everybody that wants to work flexibly.
Which is an awful lot of people.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's one of the things that perennially drives me nuts. Our politicians banging on about zero-hour contracts without having the faintest idea what a zero-hour contract is, or even worse, having ever spoken to the majority of people on zero-hour contracts that have chosen to be on them for a very particular reason. They want to be flexible.
Yeah.
Because flexible working is everything.
Tell us about it, Andrea.
In general?
Why you got the idea, first of all?
Well, myself and my business partner, Kirsteen Allen, we were two mums in the playground and a second child started school and we were like, right, you know, it's been nice having a little break, coffees, gyms, that kind of thing, but I'm not really born for this and I need to go back to work.
You didn't like the yummy mummy market?
Not really for me. Okay. Yeah. But there's a place for everyone, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a job. I couldn't find a job that valued my skill locally. I was looking at going back on the train into London, working full time again in the industry that I'd left to have children. So I just thought this was nuts. And I was banging on about it to everybody and anybody that I could talk to. Mm. And what I discovered was that Kirsteen and I weren't alone. I mean, Kirsteen's a qualified accountant. Somebody sometime has spent a lot of money and time and effort in training her. And they happily let her walk out the door. And trying to get back into that industry is really difficult. So I'm in the playground talking
to
everybody.
What industry was it, Andrea?
Accountancy.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of training and a great skill.
Yeah.
Much needed.
And huge demand.
Yeah.
Massive demand.
For people with accountancy skills and bookkeeping skills are in huge demand, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so I was talking to everybody, like I say, and I was in the playground and, you know, Shirley's a marketeer and somebody else is a lawyer and somebody else is admin and PAs and all sorts of skill sets. Mm. Professional people that all want to go back to work, actually, as it turned out, but just can't find the gateway and introducer to those companies or indeed any companies that were willing to take on somebody in that capacity. I think today, if I may talk about, we are launching our Flexible and Proud campaign, which is this is the leaflet that we've done, but it's a commentary really from all the businesses that we know in the local Kent area that we've either worked with or we know of anyway that have, you know, woken up to this modern way of work and are tapping into this resource. It's an untapped talent pool that lots of people aren't fishing in, essentially.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the Flexible and Proud really was to celebrate people that are already doing it. Mm. What we did back in 2014, the legislation changed for flexible working. It used to be a request that parents could make, and it changed to be that anybody could request flexible working and had to meet a criteria. And at that time, 2014, we'd been going for a few years and we said, right, we need to smash a target here. How many flexible hours can we help businesses recruit for and help people find jobs for? So this week, we've recruited in our time and being in business over 500,000 flexible hours with local Kent businesses.
Well
so that's
done.
Several hundred businesses that have recruited professional people. And flexible means, I mean, there's a connotation of flexible and part-time. You know, what does it mean? Is it hard, you know, 2 days a week? It's anything you
it's
want it to be.
It's whatever you want it to be. Yeah,
it's anything you want it to be. So, and we're really proud of that. And we just want to celebrate it and hopefully encourage other people to take on.
This is a big issue here. And we've got to start coming to terms with this as employers. We have massive skill shortages in the UK.
Yeah.
There is 814,000 unfilled full-time jobs at the moment. We're on course to create another 660,000 over the next 18 months. But we now work in a world where flexibility is everything. But, you know, all of us here have a smartphone. We've all got it in our hands at the moment, How many of you stop getting emails and texts and WhatsApp messages at 5 o'clock on the dot? You don't, do you?
No.
How many of you never answer any of them if it's gone five? If you go, oh, sorry, mate, you missed it by 2 minutes. I can't answer until 8 o'clock in the morning when I start work again. We don't work like that, do we?
No.
We work 24 hours. We're engaged permanently. So the old 20th century view of 9 to 5 is ridiculous, no matter what Dolly says. Yeah? Yeah? It's now no longer viable in a 21st century world. So for employers, you've got to get more flexible. And because there's such a skill shortage, you can't avoid the talent that exists that you're not hiring because they've got school runs to do and you want to start work at 9. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things, I'm going to let you speak in a minute. One of the interesting things, because I'm really passionate about this and I just think it's dumb, one of the interesting things, those industries that have traditionally worked on time, accountants and lawyers specifically, are starting to have to change that. Not least of which, because customers won't buy it anymore. Yeah. Because they've suddenly tweaked, hold on a minute, if you're really bad at your job, it costs me more money. If you take 2 hours to do something that somebody else can do in an hour, why am I paying you more for being inefficient? Yeah. Mm. So a lot of law firms and accounting firms are now having to come to terms with charging by the job rather than by time.
Yeah.
And we can do jobs using technology whenever we want to do them. So flexibility is highly doable in most industries. And I've got a friend, a very good friend, James Gardner, who's managing director of a manufacturing company. They make rubber stuff, you know, like washing up bowls and buckets and things like that.
He's a very good guest on Bunker, isn't
he? Yeah. And they're a really large manufacturing company. And James is dedicated to trying to introduce flexibility into a production line, which isn't easy, because you start a production line and run it. If you keep stopping and starting it, it costs a fortune. Mm. But he's managed to get flexible working practices into that kind of operation. So if he can do it, anyone can do it. And we were talking about this on the Scoff and Quaff show. Will Devlin,
yeah,
from the
Kent chef from the small holding,
is the small holding at Kildown,
which is on the Kent Sussex border.
One of the hardest jobs to fill is chefs. Yeah, it's really hard to fill chef's jobs, and a lot of that is because the hours are totally unsociable,
inhuman.
They are, yeah, inhuman. Ridiculous. So Will has instituted a 4-day week.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
And so, Will keeps his star.
Yeah. He so fully star. Behind what you're doing, Andrea. You're launching this. What's going to happen? What are you going to do with it?
So what we're trying to do is encourage people to log on to a landing page that we've created for this campaign, which you can find on www.flexisense.biz.
Flexisense. Oh, right.
Sorry.
I should have done the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
the listeners on the radio, Andrea has it written across her front. Yeah. You know, let's just say that.
Her décolleté.
Yeah.
It makes flexi sense to look at this in your business. So,
and is this also working from home as well?
It's anything you want it to be. So we our business is mostly dealing with small, medium-sized businesses that are looking at a permanent flexible role. So they need the financial expertise in the business, but they don't need it 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Yep.
So they'll come to us and say that we've got about 25 hours that we need to fill. And that can be done over 3 days, or it can be done over 5. You know, it depends what.
It's flexible.
It's flexible.
yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. Mm. Yes, home working is an option. Annualized hours is an option.
Yeah.
Job share is an option. The list goes on about how you can make
how
it work.
How does annualized hours work?
So you're contracted to do a certain amount of hours in the year, and it can vary at points in the year and how you fill that.
This might not affect you because I know you deal with a lot of professional people, but are there any issues around minimum wage? Because sometimes they calculate minimum wage by ridiculous ways. So you might pay someone 15 quid an hour, which is double the minimum wage, but if you analyse it over a year, they haven't earned. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's loads of silly rules like that. Is that something that affects you, or
really,
are your people paid too much for that to worry you?
Well, yeah. The sort of market that we're involved in, minimum wage doesn't really come in for us. But I know there are issues around that.
Yeah, it's one of those stupid rules that government brought in without thinking about the consequences of what they're doing. Yeah, because minimum wage isn't the hourly rate. Yeah, that isn't just what minimum wage is. Minimum wage is to do with how many hours you work as well. So you've got to be really careful how you set this up. Otherwise, you can fall foul. And quite a few companies have been fined for not. In fact, I think the numbers are horrendous. There's something like 1 million companies that have been fined for not paying a minimum wage when in fact they pay 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 pound an hour, but the hours don't stack up in the right way for how the government calculated it, which is insane. But there you go.
I'm just thinking also, because I work with quite a lot of thyroid support charity, a lot of people that have thyroid are unable to work full time because their thyroid does this, goes up and down, and chronic fatigue and stuff. So they would be able to perhaps do, this would be great for people who had some sort of disability or illness. Perhaps.
Absolutely. A colleague of mine, Sam Palmer, who runs the Midlife Makeover, she specialises in menopause. And there's a lot of news at the moment around flexible working for people with the menopause.
Yeah.
But I think we need to stop sort of pigeonholing why and just say that this is the standard work pattern now. This is the standard way of working for all the reasons that we've just discussed. One of the things I wanted to raise really was we called this the Flexible and Proud campaign because we are, as I say, championing companies that are proud about how they approach this. But there's still 1 in 7 roles are advertised as flexible. So we need to improve on that. I speak to a lot of companies that when you dig a bit deeper with them, they say, yeah, well, we've definitely got a great flexible working policy in place, but they're not open about it. They're not proud about it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get in the door first and then start negotiating and asking about that. And it's just really short-sighted of them to open up, like I say, the talent pool that's available to them by advertising it as a flexible role.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And it's actually a marketing thing as well.
Yeah.
You know, I see so many job adverts, I would, but they're boring. And you think, listen, we work in a market that has a shortage of people. So you're trying to attract people to work for your organisation. Don't you think you might want to make it a little bit more attractive? And if you can offer flexible working, that should be loud and proud on the front of your job ad, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
We welcome flexible working.
Yeah, and I've never seen that written.
And I've never seen that.
It's really rare. Really rare, and it's a shame.
It's a real shame because it's important now. You know, so many people. I was just talking to someone the other day. I can't even remember how it came up. And it was about something, and they said, oh, I could do that. Trouble is, I've got to take the kids to school. Oh, yeah. And I know the job starts at 8:30. I can't do it. Mm. Yeah. Blimey. Well, surely they change. You know,
we get asked a lot from our candidate and our member, Paul, what to do about that. I go for the interview and ask about that afterwards? Yeah. And it's a real, you know, who knows?
What I recommend to people is if they fancy a job, is to write with your application and go, I have childcare needs. Are you a flexible employer? You know, you've almost got to make it like, at the risk of sounding a bit off the wall here, but it's like saying to employers, you know, do you employ women? Do you employ, you know, people of colour? Do you employ, you know, you've got to make it in the same thing that says.
I've always thought that with, sorry, interrupting here, but why aren't there more newsreaders on crutches or in a wheelchair? They're always glamour pussies with blonde hair and wide mouths.
And that's
mouths.
Just the blokes.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a perfect job for someone that's in a wheelchair.
Exactly,
isn't it? Sitting down.
We're not just looking at parents here. We're looking at, the world.
All kinds of
everybody.
Things.
Yeah. We're an ageing workforce now. Well,
you've got people looking after parents. And people with needs and disabled people. There's...
People with a life, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They just might want to go windsurfing or do a bit of salsa once a week.
My whole philosophy here is 9 to 5 is dead. Yeah.
Dolly Parton doesn't think so. But
to be fair to Dolly, she did write the song when 9 to 5 was a thing.
Yeah. Before the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Nowadays, 9 to 5 is ridiculous. It bears no relationship to anything in life. So I'd like to see employers go, we're flexible employers, yeah? We offer flexible working.
But
what I was saying, the question that Andrew asked, is when applying for a job, I would say, I can do this job, I want to do this job, I'm qualified to do this job, but you have to help me here. I've got some needs. I need to take my kids to school, or I need to get my mum with dementia settled down before I can come to work, but yada, 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 whatever it is, I'm prepared to work these kind of hours. Now, you could still work full time. You know, flexi work isn't necessarily part time.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
We work with a lot of companies that are offering flexi work.
Yeah.
They're 37 and a half hour weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But just worked in a different way. We're not 9 to 5, we're 8 to 4 or whatever it might look like.
Or you work in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that. If you're a bookkeeper, what does it matter when you do the books? As long as you hit the deadline, yeah. The books have got to be in by January the 31st. What do you care if I did them at 8 in the morning or 9 at night? What difference does it make?
Well, we get often, you know, we work in emerging markets. Now, I get WhatsApps on Boxing Day from some of my...
That's just me.
African.
Okay, are you free for the show next week?
And it's over. you know, from some of them that just don't do Boxing Day. So
I think a lot of it is about education and people, businesses are fearful about it. There's this old school mentality where this is how we do it, that sort of legacy vibe to recruitment and how they're building their teams.
Well, you're absolutely right. And one of the issues with that is that a lot of small businesses actually don't get very good HR advice and they write a job contract and they write it by picking up a job contract that they had somewhere else, and it says hours of work. It's actually meaningless, in the job contract. It doesn't mean a thing, but they put it in because it's in there and then they get very stubborn about it and go, oh, no, the contract says you have to work. So, you're contracted to work 37 hours a week. When you work them, it's neither here nor there. Mm. And so it's an education thing. I certainly agree.
Well, this Flexible and Proud campaign that we've done with this landing page, you can go on there, www.flexibleandproud.com. No, it's not Flexible and Proud. It's flexisense.biz.
I know that because I can read it on your chest, Andrea.
Yes, you could flash it again.
It's got this running commentary of local businesses that have done it, but it's also encouraging people to sign up to a webinar that we're hosting on the 10th of October.
Fantastic.
And which will involve some of these local businesses,
yeah.
Talking about the highs and lows, the pitfalls, hints and tips on how they've gone about doing it,
yeah.
What not to be fearful of, what to prepare for, yeah. how to go about doing it. You know, there's endless stats out there about increased productivity, yeah. You know, a decrease on costs for salaries and workspaces, yeah, yeah. You know, mm. Yeah, these
Fruit works,
co-working space,
yeah.
Reduces absenteeism, mm. Improves
just
well-being.
Just the slog of going in on the tube and the train to London mm. is, you know, that takes 2 hours sometimes. It costs, what, £6,000 a year?
I was talking to some politicians a while back about these issues, and I was getting a bit upset about spending £100 billion on a railway between London and Birmingham. And I said, for half that money, you could have the biggest state-of-the-art broadband network across the entire United Kingdom, which would enable people to do more work from home, mm. more work from local centres, mm. would cut down on carbon emissions, would cut down on stress of commuting, would cut down on traffic. In fact, it ticks every box that you claim to want to tick, mm. and it will cost you half the money that you're wasting on a railway line.
And all those people now coughing and spluttering on the tube and mm. the train, passing their germs around yeah. at this time of year. And my new husband said it's just awful. People just coughing and spluttering all over him.
So I think the outcome of that, Andrew, is we're on your side here.
Yay.
So what is holding employers back, do you think?
I think it's a lack of education. Yeah. I think it's the fear of the unknown. Things are changing so quickly in the world
yeah.
of work.
Yeah.
We just need to share the experiences of those that are innovative and taking this forward. Mm-hmm. I mean, our experience has been actually the small, medium-sized businesses get it because they can access the a level of talent that they probably couldn't afford full-time anyway.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So they're on board and they're yeah. designing the role specifically to be flexible. This isn't about squeezing a round peg into a square hole, mm-hmm. saying, yeah, we run a four-day week and then making people work five. This mm-hmm. is all about design, transparency, communication, buy-in from the top to the bottom within the team. Mm. Everybody has to be on board. And if you do it right, it can work.
Yeah.
We hear resilience from people saying, oh, we know we need someone client-facing all the time. You know, how often have you rung somebody or been, you know, wanting to speak to somebody and they're just not picking up the phone?
Mm.
You don't know where they are. They could be on the loo. They could be having
lunch.
They could
yeah.
be working part-time.
And,
you know?
And by the other token, when they say they want somebody to be customer-facing, it is normally telephone-based.
Yeah.
So where do you care where they are?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're ringing them on the phone. They don't have to be sat in the office, do they? Making a cup of tea. They could be in the kitchen. They could be at home. They could be in the school playground. As long as they're available
yeah.
is what you need.
As long as they're available and professional.
Yeah.
And that gets back to Nick's trust.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. I like it.
Good.
So you've got this landing page, which is FlexiSense.
FlexiSense.biz.
B-I-Z.
Yeah. B-I-Z.
Yeah. So check that out, people.
And then register for the webinar, which takes place on the 10th of October.
Right. And how do they register for that?
On the landing page.
On the landing yeah. page. So go to the landing page, register for the webinar on yeah. the 10th of October. What time does it start? Don't know.
We'll get back,
come back to you on
we're,
that one.
We're flexible on that. That's fantastic. And
he's been planning that question for the whole 2 hours.
Yeah. I know, because I read it and it doesn't say in there. That's yeah. why. No. Well, I'm sure it's on the website. So
it is.
Yeah. So you'll find out by going to www.flexisense.biz.
Correct.
All power to you, Andrea, with what you're doing. Love what you're doing. You know that. We've talked about this many times. Flexible working is the future for everybody. Home working is a big thing. Co-working and working spaces are a big thing. You don't have to commute everywhere anymore. There are lots of different work patterns. As employers, if we want to encourage talent to work for us, we have to be flexible in how we do that. Otherwise, we've got nothing to compete with. Yeah, anybody.
You were talking about being attractive to people.
Exactly, yeah.
And that comes back round to this employer brand thing that people talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You look at, you ask people what their top five benefits, work benefits would be, and flexible working is always near the top, if not the first one.
Yeah.
Well, Mimi, my daughter-in-law, she, as a graduate, started at KPMG. Straight away, she can work from home twice a week.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You know, straight away. And my son at Softcat he doesn't really work from home, but he gets so many incentives, gets trips to Borneo and all that. Mm. So Ofcat were voted like one of the best companies to work for.
Well, we've got the National Work Life Week starting on 7th of October, and Mental Health Day is on the 10th of October, the day of the webinar. And right. all of those things come into this, you know.
Yeah.
Hugely.
Yeah.
Happy workers, happy workplace. Loads of money.
Absolutely. And it's about flexibility and about accessing the talent pool that exists. And, you know, I do a lot of work with supported employment, yeah. People with supported employment needs. There's a whole workforce out there. I had a meeting last week with a lovely Chris Wright of Talman HR. Chris specialises in, he's an HR consultancy, specialising in helping companies to recruit effectively people with supported needs. There's lots going on out there, and there's lots of very talented people, and we can't overlook them any longer. Yeah. You know, for businesses, we have to build our employer brand. We have to build our attractiveness as places to work. And it ties in with what Nick does as well in terms of making workplaces and organisations responsive to the needs of the people that they deal with.
Yeah, do you know what? I was a few days ago, I was thinking about the business and branding and where I'm going with it. And Jules said to me downstairs in the green, what do you do? And I said, well, we're a whistleblower consultancy. However, a few weeks ago, we myself and my wife went to an Ash Lawrence two-hour seminar in yep. Rochester. And he was talking about, what do you do? And when people ask him, he said, I'm an elephant trainer. You heard this one?
No.
Yeah, yeah, you're an elephant trainer. Well, I don't. I basically tell people to stop telling the elephant where to go, and I'm going to send it in that direction.
Right.
Now, last week, I suddenly thought, you know, I'm not a whistleblower consultancy. Whistleblower, well, I am, but that's the basis of it. But whistleblowers got bad connotations. What we do is we make people happy in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why is that? Because we give them a voice to speak up, not just them, but the organisation. So it's just, if you're an employer, do you want to be attracting people that think, do you know what, I'm going to work for you because you've basically investing in my voice, so yeah. I've got a voice here, and it attracts people in, doesn't it? In the same Absolutely. Way that what you're doing, flexible yeah. working, it's the same
I game. Think we need to re-release Dolly's song and call it "We're Not Working Now."
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're flexi and we're happy.
Yeah. I'll be Kenny Rogers. Right, I know there's islands in the stream, isn't it? So.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
classic.
I can't be Dolly.
we're
Paul
fast
could be Dolly. That's fine.
Thank you.
We've wigged him up before. You know, he's worn a tutu before.
I could be two Dolly. Because she's only 4'10", isn't she? We're fast approaching the end of the show. We've only got a few minutes to go. Andrea, thank you so much for that.
Thanks
we
for
wish you
me.
Much success with your campaign and your webinar. If people want to find more about 10 to 2, what's the website for that?
www.10to2.org. And that's T-E-N, the digit 2, T-W-O.
.org.
Correct.
Fantastic. Do check it out. Do have a look. Andrea, thank you so much, and we wish you much success with that. Keep on keeping on. It's really important stuff, and we will get there with employers. As you say, funnily enough, a lot of small employers adopt this yeah. much more readily than larger employers who just kind of run farms. I'm just going to have a quick rant about this as well.
Oh, no.
Something completely different. The insurance industry is driving me bonkers. They are all stupid. There's no other way of putting it. I'm going to name names here. My home and content insurance has come up for renewal, okay? I get auto renewal come through. They've put it up by 29%.
Yeah? Crazy.
Yeah. I was paying £420 and it's now 500 and something. So I ring them and I go, you've put it up. Yeah, sorry about that. Why have you put it up? Well, your area has a high crime rate. No, it doesn't. In fact, crime has dropped in my area because I checked before I came here. And I go, well, it'll be something like that. And I go, well, I'm not happy. This was Hastings Direct, by the way. And I said, can you do me a better deal? Otherwise, I'm not renewing. And she faffed around for about 10 minutes and went, no, really, that's what it is. Okay, cancel my policy. Yeah, sorry, sir, bye. Cancelled. Right. I go into compare the market. What are the first three offers that come up? Go on, guess.
Hastings Direct.
The exact same policy, £300, £319, £350. Mm-hmm. They were trying to charge me £560 or something, and they couldn't make it any lower, but they got three special offers.
What
is that
all
about? Yeah. What are they on?
What I do is then I phone Saga, get a quote from them, and I go back to the Hastings and say, this is what Saga says, and then they'll match it.
Yeah.
Well,
I did think about taking out a new policy with Hastings Direct just to go like that. But then I thought, no, why should I even give you the business? Mm. I can find someone that can do a decent policy. Next year, they'll try and... I just don't understand where the insurance industry are coming from.
We lost the trust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know
that word again.
They I don't. They seem to want you to leave every year. Yeah. I've no idea what's going on there.
Loads of people, loads of organisations do that, though, don't they? They just add that little bit extra, and there are so many people that don't challenge.
You probably, if it was just a little bit, you'd probably go, oh, whatever. It's easier to auto renew. But by chunking out, I'll tell you the funniest
it's the same
one.
With Wi Fi and all that as well.
The worst one ever. I drove a Porsche, okay?
He said he was
going to run. No, but this one was absolutely typical. It just shows you, right? My Porsche insurance came up for renewal. It had gone down. It's the first time ever my insurance has gone down. So I ring up to renew it. And the reason I rang up to renew it is I had two cars. And on my other car, I'd had an accident and made a claim, but I had no claims protection, okay? But I thought, I better tell them. Otherwise, you know. So I rang up. I said, I want to renew. Love the figure you give me, but I need to tell you about my other insurance. And you've had an accident. Yeah, but it was another insurance company and I had no claims protection. And they've gone, sorry. Going to have to put it up. So it cost me £300 more.
For being honest.
Yeah. Oh. No, but you had to be, because if I'd have had a crash,
it
would have come up and then they wouldn't pay out. Yeah. Mm. So I sold the Porsche instead. It was easier. But... You know, the first time ever in my life an insurance upgrade went down and I couldn't use it. Anyway, enough of that ranting.
Can we thank our sponsor?
We can thank our sponsor. We can spank our sponsor. or we can thank our sponsor even. This is Fit for Trade. Thank you so much. We can thank our two fantastic guests, Nick Inge.
After 2 hours, we got it right.
I've always known your name, Nick, and now I'm confused
it's
over
me,
it. Nick
it's
Inge.
Me that's
it was heard of you. Nick Inge and Andrea Starbuck, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, everybody that joined us. Thank you for everyone that tweeted. If we didn't get round to reading out your tweet, we are sorry, or your email. We'll be back next week with another show. There's no Business Bunker Extra show this week because we're all at the graduation ceremony on Friday. They'll be back the week after. Have a fantastic week, everybody, and we will see you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Right.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. This is Channel 2.